This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
If you're an avid reader or just someone who generally likes books, chances are you've been to the Big Bad Wolf book sale. It's a 24/7 week-long event that usually happens here in KL at the Mines Convention Center. Millions of books go on sale and it's a lot of fun. Now, this year things are going to be a bit different, obviously, because how do you organize a massive event like that and also implement social distancing? Is it too early to decide if the event should be held or not? And what happens to the company if it doesn't? Meanwhile, the company that organizes Big Bad Wolf, which is Book Access, they've been leveraging on online sales during the MCO, and they've also embarked on a pretty aggressive marketing campaign to get the word out there. Again, you know, different companies have different strategies and ways of coping. But how does a bookstore that hosts a 24/7 week-long event every year redesign itself in a post-pandemic, post-MCO world? To answer that question, I've got Andrew Yap on Zoom with us today. He's the co-founder of Book Access. And I think, Andrew, the best way to start this would be to talk about this new normal that everyone's talking about. What is the new normal for Book Access? Have you figured that out yet? And how are you coping with all this?
Yeah, so we were very fortunate to be able to have the approval from the government to be able to function during this period. And operationally, as a company, we of course we were in panic mode, given the fact that suddenly there was zero revenue, right? And everyone was blindsided with this. Being a global company, we thought that, you know, we would be fine with having so many different markets, various markets around the world. You know, if there's let's say any political problems in each country or whatever, you know, we don't worry because we there's so many other markets that's bringing revenue. But suddenly, you know, the whole world just grinded to a halt, right? And being able to regroup during these trying times was one very important factor for us, so that we could prepare, you know, how we can make a totally change our the business direction, you know, you know, working from home, yes, I mean, it's possible, you know, through to video calls and all, but it's still not as effective as, you know, being able to be together, you know, and plan it out properly. Yeah.
You know, with all this talk of restarting the economy, in terms of like consumer behavior at Book Access, are you expecting a surge in crowds anytime soon at your physical outlets? Like, what is that situation looking like?
So our stores are open, except Penang at the moment. Penang, I think, waiting after the 12th. There were customers who were calling the stores to see, hey, are you open or not? There is some pent-up demand for books, right? And customers were just waiting for us to open, but it was still very slow. You're talking about, you know, only 10 to 15% of what we used to do. But our online sales has gone up almost 15 to 20% compared to pre-MCO. So it was a huge surge, and we are making up for the loss of revenue from the stores and to online. So it was a real lifeline for us, you know, being able to function and being able to fulfill the orders during the period. And the trend for online hasn't died down. It's still very strong. And so it is a very positive sign for us that, you know, we should move online a lot earlier than what we thought. You know, the market for us, we always thought it wasn't ready for it. But I guess COVID also has pushed and forced the whole world to be more accustomed to doing things and buying things online.
Yeah, that's actually something that I wanted to ask. You know, from a supply-demand perspective, Book Access's positioning is really good because people don't want to spend money now. And you happen to have like really cheap, discounted books that people want to read, you know, and people want to read during the MCO and the work from home. And I wanted to ask, is that converting to sales? Like, are you seeing a spike in sales during the MCO?
Yeah, definitely. Basically, everyone is tightening their belts. Even me, for example, when I go and when I do grocery shopping, right, you know, I love to eat figs. But figs are important, figs are expensive. So at this moment, when the last time I went grocery shopping, I opted to buy more bananas instead. You know, it keeps you full longer and it's a lot cheaper, right? So when it comes to books to customers, I guess would be more savvy, right? And instead of buying a full price book, you know, they can buy an alternative. Yeah, because let's say when it comes to, let's say, a business book, right, we have a huge range of business books, and more or less you might not get exactly the title you want, but you have a lot of other we have a lot of other titles that will suit the need that you have. So being an alternative bookstore, which with a much lower price point, you know, and as you said, you know, the books are affordable and good, so customers don't mind that, you know, that change.
So Book Access has always been like a very brand savvy company. Like you even spoke about, you know, the importance of branding when you redesigned the logo recently. And now you're working on some pretty aggressive marketing strategies during this time, like a big campaign with Astro. You know, I see your logo on the menus and, you know, the screen a lot. And also like big social media push, like lots of ads on social media and stuff. So was that deliberate or done on purpose because of the MCO? Like was timing a big factor there?
That actually wasn't in our plan, and I think everyone has heard articles of, you know, how MCO changed how companies almost every company has to evolve or change, you know, business strategies and all. And one reason why our books were so affordable was that we basically make it affordable, and our marketing budget goes into the price of the book, meaning that we price the book as low as we can go, and we rely on word of mouth, you know, and customers' recommendation, you know, for sales, right? And so there wasn't always any budget for A&P, and so we are not catered that way. We are not used to having big budgets for advertising and promotions, and came MCO, now we're in trouble. You know, not every Malaysian knows about us. We needed everyone to know about us, but we don't have the budget to. And so the collaboration with Astro was very timely. You know, they somehow, you know, felt the need to let all Malaysians know that, hey, you know, there is a alternative out there. You know, everyone is stuck at home. You know, digital fatigue is creeping in, right? And books is an escape, you know, from being stuck at home. You know, books takes you to a different world, right? And so they thought that this would also be a public service announcement. No, guys, you know, this company is functioning during MCO. They can send the books to you, and it works very well for both parties, because we needed a shout out and they also needed the revenue. So we had a very good collaboration, more like a revenue share kind of proposition.
How do you balance the risks when doing something like that or deciding on something like that? Because, you know, advertisers are pulling back. There's a lot of talk about losing money, about a bad economy because of the pandemic. So how do you decide that now's the time to spend on those marketing campaigns to help the company spread awareness during this time? How do you decide the pros and cons of doing something like that, especially during like a fragile time like now?
I think for certain businesses, right, the MCO is like a golden hour for them. So similarly to us, because let's say now if you're a fashion industry, right, if you start bombarding advertising about your company during MCO, it's not going to make much effect, because no one is really thinking about, you know, what to wear tomorrow, right? What to wear next week, because everyone's stuck at home. Social distancing is a problem. There might not be any events or dinners, you know, to attend to for the next few months or 6 months. We never know, right? But for us, we knew that books is something which will accompany everyone at home. You know, and like I mentioned, digital fatigue is a big problem. Even during doing video calls, it's very stressful. You know, If you're sitting in front of somebody, you're having a conversation, you know, it's more relaxed. But when you are doing a video call, you are so fixated about looking at the screen and making sure your voice is clear, and it's very tiring to do that, right? And many families out there, they're not fortunate enough to have, you know, let's say there's four or five in a family, right? And they don't have four or five laptops. They don't have four or five digital devices. And apart from, if they don't have a device with them, they're going to be staring at the ceiling, right? So the next thing is books, right? And so we thought that this golden hour for us is very important. And, you know, let's take the risk to really go all out and try, you know, and it really worked. Like I mentioned, you know, our sales, you know, went up more than 10 to 15 times. Yeah.
Right. We'll be back after a quick break with more from Andrew Yap, co-founder of Book Access, Powering Through the Pandemic, BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back on Powering Through the Pandemic. I'm Arvind Yuvraj, and joining us today is Andrew Yap via Zoom. He's the co-founder of Book Access. And the other big thing is obviously Big Bad Wolf. That's the big elephant in the room, right? That's your annual extravaganza. And it has become like tradition, more like, you know, to flock to Mainz at the end of every year to pick up, you know, stock up on books. Do you still see that happening this year?
Yeah, Arvind, good question. That is really something that really scared us, you know, as a company, because everyone, you know, ran to a different direction, you know, for the last 10 years, you know, being able to be more lean, you know, holding less stocks, you know, 3PL and blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing, and doing things online, right? But we are so old school, you know, we are event-based, you know, we deal with huge inventories and all that kind of thing, and we depend on a lot of people to come to our event, right? And then suddenly everything just disappeared. We know that, you know, a Big Bad Wolf cannot function with half the crowds. We need to pack up the whole place, you know, right? So that's why we create the urgency, you know, once a year, you know, 10 days, you know, 24 hours, that kind of thing, right? And now everything has disappeared. We were planning 45 cities this year, and out of the blue, it just disappeared, right? And so I would roughly say that, you know, the next Big Bell event could even be 1 year from now, right? We can't even say 6 months, because the certain countries is still going through a tough time, and certain countries are opening up. But even when they're opening up, there's conditional. There's a lot of conditions to it, and so social distancing will be part of the whole world for the next year or two at least. And if there's going to be social distancing, and the events will only draw, let's say you can draw the crowds, but we cannot let the crowds in. You know, if it's limited to a certain amount of people in the hall, then it's not going to work for us. So. I guess majority of all our plans are cancelled, and the situation is very fluid at the moment. We're not sure, but we told ourselves that, you know, there's not going to be event for the next there's not going to be any physical events for the next 1 year. And then what do we do, right? So the surge in the online sales for Book Access really gave us the confidence of how that the market is ready to buy books online now, right? And we also had a collaboration with Tokopedia in Indonesia. Tokopedia is Indonesia's largest marketplace. They have more than 90 million active users, and this was already in a pipeline. We were planning for Big Bad Wolf to go online probably, you know, 1 or 2 years later, because the physical events still work for us. And let's build the customer base before we go online. That was our idea. And then suddenly everything came to a halt, right? And thankfully, the Tokopedia collaboration started already in February before COVID. And we managed to send some books over in March to them in Indonesia. And they did the fulfillment for us. And so on the 27th of April was our first test online. That was during a heavy lockdown in Indonesia, right? And we sold out all our books within 5 hours. We had almost 15,000 transactions. And you can never get that at a physical event, because how do you process 15,000 transactions in 5 hours, you know? So that's the beauty about the internet. And so back to your question, what are we going to do? You know, there's no events and all. And so moving Big Bad Wolf online is a natural progression for us. And so as a company, we are scrambling, you know, how are we going to be an e-commerce business now overnight, right? And so we are rejigging ourselves, and every day, you know, we are spending a lot of time, you know, we are working on weekends. Like even today is a public holiday, the whole team is here. We are just, you know, banging our heads on the wall, you know, and coming up with more and more ideas on how are we going to navigate this total turnaround in a month.
I'm also guessing that you make arrangements for the millions of books that you sell way in advance. So, you know, there's a stockpile lying somewhere that needs to be moved, right? It needs to be moved through sales, and this was the major platform. What happens to those books if Big Bad Wolf doesn't happen?
Yeah, so that has also been a question. What do we do with our stocks? Because we have almost 20 or million copies of books, right? Two huge warehouses. So COVID has accelerated what we wanted to do in future, you know, wholesaling, you know, B2B business, B2G, you know, which is to governments and all. And so we are activating our wholesaling as we speak. And I believe that, yes, we are behind now because we already canceled about 4 to 5 events. And that is really causing a massive strain on the company. You know, our run rate is so short now, right? If we don't do anything, we could go bust in the next 2 months, right? That's the reality of the situation. And so right now we are scrambling, you know, to be able to go online. And the moment we can go online, we can have back-to-back events, meaning that let's say we're going to do Big Bad Wolf, let's say Thailand, right? Last time it used to be Big Bad Wolf Bangkok. So now, since we are online, we can do Big Bad Wolf Thailand, meaning that we can cover the whole country. And if it's successful, the event will probably be about, you know, we're going to go online probably about, you know, 3 to 5 days. And then, because you still need to create an agency, right? So we'll pick and pack from Malaysia, and then we'll end there. And then the following week, we can go Big Bad Wolf Taiwan. You know, and then the following week, you know, Big Bad Wolf UAE, you know, that kind of thing. So that's the magic about online. You know, you can go one event after another. Whereas on the physical part, you know, you cannot just bounce one event after another. You still need to come back and regroup and, you know, rest and all, right? So you are also bound by availability of convention centers and logistics and all. Whereas online, you know, the pre-planning is a lot less, then we can be more versatile that way. So the catch up for us is probably in the next quarter, where we have to backpedal and recover back from the first quarter that, you know, we didn't have any revenue. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of work moving forward, but we are really excited with this new business model. It's a total change for us.
I'm not sure how private this is, but what kind of financial impact is that for Book Access? Like, I mean, I'm sure the losses are big, but what level of damage are we talking about if the event doesn't happen, if you don't mind?
I would clearly say that if we can't do the physical events and if we cannot find an alternative to it, I guess Big Bad Wolf will call it a day. You know, there's nothing else we can do because we are an event company and we need the masses. You know, we need to sell books in huge volumes to be able to make a profit and continue doing this, right? And believe it or not, you know, like if we do well in a certain city in a particular country, and we will take that profits to go to a smaller city in that country, even if the city doesn't make any money or loses money, this is what we are about, you know. So It's very important that we move books in numbers and need to be profitable so that we can help, you know, smaller cities and fulfill our mission, right, of changing the world one book at a time, right? So somehow we have been given a lifeline, you know, on the online model, and I firmly believe that the online model will work for us, and so we will be around. We will be even stronger and better now, because the team that we have with us basically created the world's biggest book sale. And so now we are just, you know, shifting the focus, training our guns to the online model now. So we're going to be creating the world's best and biggest book online platform, you know. And we've done it on the physical side, which is the most difficult thing, you know. So I sincerely believe the team that we have with us, you know, I have a great team with us, and we are definitely able to do it. As it is, we are already number one in Malaysia when it comes to selling books online. We were probably number 10, right? And overnight, we are number one already, right, in terms of sales volume. So now it's just now taking on the world, which I don't think so will be a big problem for the team. You know, we are all one bunch of crazy people here, right? So yeah, we definitely can do that.
Right. We need to take a quick break for some messages, but we'll be back to talk about books and turning to online platforms to drive sales when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Powering through the pandemic on BFM 89.9, and our guest today is Andrew Yap of Book Access. We're talking about the new normal for a bookstore with multiple outlets and that also organizes the annual Big Bad Wolf book sale, which obviously needs to change this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I want to talk about your physical outlets for a bit, because you've opened some new outlets over the last few years. And the unique thing about Book Access is that all your outlets have like a signature look and feel, but also lots of renovation and retrofitting, because you take like these old spaces that used to be something else and then you turn them into, you know, Book Access like outlets, like the old bank vault and stuff. So under these like current circumstances, are there still plans for new outlets anytime soon? Like, you know, is there any plan for physical expansion?
For our future outlets, so like I mentioned, one thing about us is that we are very versatile. You know, we are like a little motorboat. No, we can just weave in and out instead like a big ship that takes a lot of effort to steer the direction, right? So during the lockdown, when we were sitting about, you know, and trying to figure out what do we do next, right? And so one idea was, our headquarters in Shah Alam, we have a very huge lobby, and we decided to convert the lobby into a bookstore, because we had all the fittings from previous stores just lying around in the warehouse. So the store will be ready in about a week's time. So there will be a new outlet for us, right, at our HQ, because we can be servicing customers around Shah Alam, Kota Kemuning, and USJ, which is in this vicinity, right? And plus, our online store is doing extremely well. So customers can even pick books. The thing is, if customers are afraid to go out, right, for the next 6 months, there will be some who would rather stay at home, you know, the kids and all. And what they can do is they can buy books online, put in a cart, and then they can come and collect, you know, within an hour or two, right? So this new outlet in our HQ will serve as a pickup, you know, like a drive-through. They don't have to come in, they don't have to go to a mall, we just hand them the books, right? And we can also do it 24 hours, because since it's our own office, right, you know, and on the online store, pick and pack has to function 24 hours. So we are ready to cater to them. So it's going to be a very interesting concept where you sit down at home, you choose what you want, and you'll be able to drive straight here by, you know, half an hour, the books are ready. By the time you get here, your books are ready, right? So that's quite exciting. And we can even do it 24 hours. So you can pick up books at 4 o'clock in the morning too, right? So, yeah.
Andrew, I think the best way to finish this interview would be to talk about what's next. You know, I know everything is fuzzy for everyone, but what's the plan moving forward for Book Access in terms of company, in terms of employees, and, you know, just plans for the future? Like, what's next?
I think as internally for the company, definitely all companies out there want to be leaner. So, you know, trimming the fat and be less indulgent. And I was never a fan of working from home, but being forced to work from home has gotten me to realize that, hey, you know, it's not so bad after all. You know, video call technology is a lot more better than what I thought it was. And since, to be honest, we also had to go through a period of retrenchment and also salary cuts, right? And since we are docking salaries, and if, you know, coming to work 5 days a week, and if they can work from home a day or 2 days, they get to save. I mean, everyone here get to save on traveling time. You know, even getting ready costs money in terms of, like, let's say female colleagues who need to put makeup. You know, they save on that too, right? And in the office, if we don't have to be switching on the electricity for 2 days out of 5 days, it's like a 40% savings there in terms of utilities. So, you know, all this little bit here, every inch that we save really adds up, right? So so this is one of the things. As a company, in terms of what are we going to do, you know, like as mentioned, we had 45 cities planned out, right? We were going to Africa, you know, South Asia and Latin America this year, and on the physical end. So that has to be put to a later date, which we are not sure. But we still do need to take on the world, you know, even faster now, right? And we can do it faster because through the internet. When you're talking about markets like you know, Brazil and all, which we wanted to go, and when you look at their, let's say, internet spending, let's say if it's not really up to par with fully developed countries, but right now because of COVID, I think almost everywhere in the world, everyone is almost there, you know, when it comes to buying and shopping online, right? So suddenly, you know, the whole world is ready to buy books online, right? So we can mobilize even faster now, right? And so and we can test out markets even earlier than we can mobilize to a market even earlier, because if you want to go to South America and the amount of due diligence that needs to go into to see whether the market is ready, right? Right now, we can just do the online sale. If the sales are slow, you just send what is ordered, versus, you know, taking 3 million books to a country in South America, and if the sales are slow, what are you going to do with the 3 million books? You know, you're going to ship it back to Malaysia again, right? So with the online model, it's perfect, you know. We get to show them all the 3 million books that is available here. And if they buy, they buy. They don't buy, they don't buy. I'm actually planning, you know, this is something really sad. Somehow Book Access has always been, we started with Book Access, right? Big Bad Wolf was a low-hanging fruit. You know, we really wanted to cast a much wider net out there to get people to read more. And so Big Bad Wolf was more sexy. You know, it could reach out to the masses much quicker, and somehow we left Book Access behind in a way, like, you know, we didn't put much effort into it. We were just chasing into growing Big Bad Wolf globally, right? And the reality check when we got during COVID was that, you know, Book Access became the lifeline of the business. Suddenly you just never know what's going to happen, right? From started with Book Access. And then Big Bad Wolf became, like, you know, almost like 95% of the revenue, and Book Access became so small. But now Book Access is taking the lead and sustaining the whole company through the online business, you know, and it's teaching us, you know, how to digitalize and how to take on the world with the online business, right? So So we're going back to book access again, right? And that is one thing that is quite, I think it was a big change for us.
Andrew, thanks so much for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You know, the support from you guys has always been very important. Yeah.
Right. That was the co-founder of Book Access, Andrew Yap, talking about marketing the brand during the MCO or the CMCO, taking things online, driving sales, and organizing the biggest book sale in the world on a potentially on a virtual platform. This interview is also available to stream via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my, or the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store on Google Play. Alternatively, you can just check us out on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Powering Through the Pandemic, BFM 89.9.
Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.